One indicator of the high social status of Saruman was the fact that he was buried in various sarcophagi, which were very expensive in Egypt. And if a sarcophagus was expensive, all the extra ways to protect the body were even more unattainable for most Egyptians. Only the richest were able to have the best protection in the afterlife by protecting their mummy with various coffins and hiding it in a protected tomb. This means that the majority of Egyptians were buried in simple, shallow graves dug in the red earth of the desert sand. Paradoxically, sometimes these bodies have been extraordinarily well preserved. The best known example is the mummy known as Ginger, which is in the British Museum. However, there are actually very few cases of natural mummies. The reason why this body became mummified is to do with the dryness of the climate and the properties of the sand it was buried in. The sand acts as a very strong preserving agent. Perhaps it was these same properties of the sand which gave the ancient Egyptians the idea of mummifying their bodies to protect them. Or perhaps it was the horror of seeing their dead being disinterred and ripped apart by wild animals in the desert. Whatever the reason, it justifies their most dogmatic of beliefs that we are all equal in death.